Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a firearm for home defense or something for shooting sports or hunting, you can't do better than a rifle or a shotgun from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they have more than 200 models that you can choose from in a wide variety of calibers and finishes, all made in America and the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Henry's are reliable, they're affordable, and they're backed with their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. Just visit henryusa.com. You get to order their free catalog with free decals, and you're going to love this company. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Well, the media is having the little old field day, loving the fact that Donald Trump, in spite of trying with 30 bond companies, they're not used to putting up $500 million in bond for anything. In spite of all the evidence that we have laid out in this case and all the unfairness, this was supposed to be a case about phony valuations put forward by the Trump Organization to insurance companies and lenders and banks, etc. And they totally discounted the fact that there is a disclaimer in every single Trump deal that said, don't go by our valuations, but they hand them in as part of the process of applying for either a loan or insurance policy. But they said, don't listen to, they have a fiduciary responsibility. If you're going to lend hundreds of millions of dollars or insure hundreds of millions of dollars in property, are you going to take the lendee or the insuree that you're going to take their word for it? And then, of course, the judge, you want to talk about the most egregious misvaluation or the worst valuation ever in history. That would be by the judge in the case. And that's Judge Engoron, who stuck to the entire time and sticks to today this insane valuation of Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. I'll show more images tonight of Palm Beach property, $200 million if you want 2 acres just on the ocean. Mar-a-Lago, prime location, pristine condition, 22 acres, ocean and intercoastal side of Palm Beach Island. And he has a historic property. They have cottages on the property. They got over 54 rooms, I believe, in the main residence alone, and 40 some odd bathrooms. I can tell you it's in tip top pristine shape. I've been there. I've done interviews with the president, and yet the judge stuck to the valuation that is insane. However, you know, so Donald Trump is the media is loving the idea that an attorney general that ran on a platform to destroy this company and this former president and his family is now going to, you know, is salivating to jump in and grab all these properties. May not be as easy as she thinks. We'll check in with our legal panel in a second. But here's the mob and the media doing their usual hate Trump routine.
We begin tonight with some cold, hard facts. Donald John Trump is broke and begging for money.
Just last night, I got like one of those video ads that pop up before you watch a video. And it was like Donald Trump Jr.'s face saying, give us $5, chip in. I was like, wow, God, you guys are scraping.
Something tells me over the weekend, Trump's going to start talking about how strong Vladimir Putin is. And suddenly a dump truck full of rubles will pull up and cover this for him.
I'm so sorry. So, as it turns out, you know who says he cannot come up with the cash to cover his $400 million plus bond in his New York fraud case. So, is Letitia James like going to just...
Do you need a tissue?
I don't know if I'm laughing or crying.
All right, joining us now with reaction, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst, New York Times bestseller, Ignacio Iggy Alvarez is with us, attorney candidate for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Welcome both of you to the program. I've laid out the issue of what the real valuations in Palm Beach are, Greg Jarrett. I mean, $200 million for an empty lot on the ocean. You compare that to what is the... you know, historic property with two clubs of Mar-a-Lago that is massive and 22 acres on the ocean and on the intercoastal. And you got to scratch your head and say, how does this guy get away with that type of phony valuation when the whole case is supposed to be about finding Trump liable in a civil case for giving out phony valuations? Can you explain that to me?
Well, and no harm caused by the allegedly phony valuations. What is so amusing and amazing, their hypocrisy so transparent, is how the media ran with Judge Engoron's absurd valuation of $18 million for Mar-a-Lago. They ran with that for months. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying, oh, no, Mar-a-Lago is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and you know, it can now be used to satisfy the judgment. You know, Judge Engoron imposed a judgment so astronomically high and way out of proportion that it's impossible for Trump to obtain a bond. And that was Judge Engoron's intent and Letitia James's intent. They wanted to try to ruin Trump financially, put him out of business, seize his assets, his property, his personal property, his bank accounts and so forth. You know, Letitia James could never find a crime committed by Trump. So she commandeered this dusty old consumer protection statute, mangled it and contorted it, even though no consumer was ever harmed. And of course, the judge pronounced Trump guilty of fraud, even though every single witness by the bank said, we weren't defrauded. Are you kidding? We made a huge amount of money. This judge plucked a $500 million judgment out of thin air, and his excuse was ludicrous. He said, well, this is the amount of money that the banks would have made if Trump hadn't undervalued his assets, ignoring, of course, that those banks said, sorry, the interest rate would have been the same, and the amount of money we made in profit would have been the same regardless of the valuation. So this is, in my judgment, a crooked judge, absolutely a crooked attorney general in New York.
Let's get your take, if we can, Ignacio Alvarez, or Iggy. I don't know what you prefer to be called. It's fine with me.
My friends call me Iggy, so please call me Iggy, and thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. But I agree with what Greg is saying. This is absolutely absurd. How can, down here in Miami, everybody loves Trump. Everybody eats, especially among the Cubans, among the Latinos. But how can someone make such an absurd penalty for zero loss? As an attorney, you have to imagine that the appellate level, it might not be in New York, it might have to go all over the U.S. Supreme Court. There's already clear case law on this. This cannot stay in place when you have a penalty to zero losses.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just wonder. Now, this is where we are with this. Now, in the jurisdiction where this was rendered, we know that Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, can move forward in the process, taking the legal steps towards grabbing Donald Trump's properties in New York. That would be Trump Tower. That would be his property of, I think it's 40 Wall Street and other Trump properties in New York City. But now we discovered that apparently she took a first legal step yesterday to grab Donald Trump's Westchester, New York golf course and estate as he struggles to get this nearly $500 million bond, which he's been rejected by every bond company. which is odd in and of itself. What's your reaction to what she's going to be doing here?
It says that she's desperate to send a message. I see it all the time when I was in law enforcement and when, as an attorney, that you have the district attorney or the prosecutor take stands where they have zero position on. They're more concerned about politics. They're more concerned about getting a message out. And then people are disappointed when ultimately the person that they charge win. How could that person win? The prosecutor said that this was a strong case. That's what's going on here. She's just doing this for the political point. And I think ultimately Trump is going to win. But the process is not an easy process. You can't walk into court and say, hey, judge, I have a judgment. Give me the piece of property. She has to start a whole new matter and go through the whole process. And I have to make the assumption that Trump, with his great attorneys, has these properties tied up under different names and different corporations and different trusts, that it's not going to be that easy for her to go in and take it on Monday.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Walk us through your understanding. What would the Attorney General of New York have to do to actually seize these properties, and how long would that likely take, Greg Jarrett? And what about the pending appeal in this case? The idea that you have to pay all this money before you can even have an appeal in this case, and this astronomical sum, again, by a judge that is clearly biased against all things Trump, I just find it such an egregious. This is not justice in America. This is banana republic stuff, to be honest.
You know what it's like? It's very much like telling a convicted defendant who was railroaded at trial, we're going to proceed with your execution while your appeal is pending. And, you know, if your conviction is reversed, we'll dig up your body and you'll be free to go. Now, under New York law, unless, you know, Trump can make the bond, which is impossible to make, which is why Ngoren put it up so high, you lose your right to appeal if you don't post the bond or pay the money. And so this is a way for Letitia James and Judge Ngoren to avoid higher court review. Because unless by Monday, you know, he posts the bond, unless the higher court stays the judgment, you know, he loses his right to appeal under the law. I mean, this is so absurd and so crooked, you couldn't make it up.
Quick break. We'll come right back. More with our legal panel, Greg Jarrett and Ignacio Iggy Alvarez on the other side. Then your calls, 800-941-SHAWN.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Have you thought about building a pool Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub, like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, paired with the perks of a pool, like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. We continue now. Our legal panel, Greg Jarrett and Iggy Alvarez, is with us. The process is not as simple as my understanding. She doesn't get to go in and just seize the properties. There is a long process. That also would include review by, I assume, other judges besides Engoron.
It is. You know, you just can't walk in and say, everybody leave. The New York State now owns the place. We're closing the doors. No, you have to, there's a process laid out by law in New York. you've got to petition a judge. There has to be evaluation of assets. The owner of the property gets to respond through counsel. Normally, there would be an extensive hearing, maybe experts called on valuations. So, you know, you don't just get to move in Monday afternoon. This is a long and cumbersome process, and that extends to Trump's benefit because he can continue to try to, you know, I think he needs to petition a federal court to say my Eighth Amendment Bill of Rights have been violated, which prohibits excessive fines.
I don't know why that has not happened. The Eighth Amendment to our Constitution is very clear, part of the Bill of Rights, and it prohibits the federal government from imposing excessive fines, excessive bail, and cruel and unusual punishment. And it's one of the shortest amendments to the Constitution, but it's a powerful one. And I have not noticed, and maybe I missed it and you caught it, I've not noticed that they have used that argument as of yet.
Well, they need to, and they should have. Look, the moment that Eighth Amendment became eligible for litigation was the moment that Judge Arthur Engoron pounded his gavel and announced this, what is roughly a half a billion dollar judgment. That's the definition of an excessive fine. It's exactly what the British some 250 years ago were doing to colonists, trying to put them out of business, and did so successfully, which is why the drafters of the Bill of Rights made sure that this was a cherished, protected right under the Eighth Amendment.
And Iggy, I mean, you're talking about no aggrieved party here at all. Nobody complained. And even the Deutsche Bank executive that testified in the case said, well, valuations are subjective. If there's any judge with any sense of fairness in New York State that gets a hold of this case, the whole thing should be thrown out just based on that valuation of the judge. Am I wrong on that?
You're absolutely right. And I don't know how many times I may have disagreed with the judges here in Miami, but we have a appellate review where we get a second shot and a third shot. And to answer your earlier question, they haven't gone federal because they have to go through all the state appellate levels first before they can go over to the federal side and ask for some type of relief. But yeah, you mentioned it early on, Hannity. They're trying to not knock him out of the race. All they're doing is making him stronger and stronger and stronger. Because in my eyes, they're going after him unfairly, hurting him. Something that now you don't even want to do business in New York. I'm licensed in New York. Why don't I want to go to New York and open up a business if I have to go through these unfair liberal type of decisions? So they're hurting themselves and they're helping Trump get elected, which is what we all want down here, and become the next president.
I think when the American people see this, Frank Luntz made this observation, they might be helping elect Donald Trump. This will backfire on them. I believe that's true. All right, before we get to your calls here, let me, you know, we're just talking with our legal panel. And, you know, here's the media mob. You got Joy Reid over at MSDNC. They're just salivating at any Trump news and Trump hate that they can muster up. It's 24/7, nonstop, never ending. You know, radical Trump conspiracy theories and joy at somebody else's, even though an injustice that anyone that's even halfway intellectually honest would notice. But no, not at MSDNC. Hate Trump 24/7. And here's Joy Reid.
But we begin tonight with some cold, hard facts. Donald John Trump is broke and begging for money. He owes New York State roughly $454 million, and the deadline to put up a bond if he wants to appeal or a deposit on the debt is Monday. If he fails to do so, New York Attorney General Letitia James can move in on Trump's bank accounts or real estate. His lawyers, paid for by the RNC, are telling the court that he doesn't have the money, which leads us to another fact. Trump has for decades lied about his wealth and about the valuation of his properties. He also has a history of not paying back his loans. And so most self-respecting financial institutions and wealthy individuals don't want to take a chance on him. Too risky. And here's another fact. No bonding company will accept real estate, which accounts for most of Trump's wealth, as collateral.
Well, that's predictable. What wasn't predictable is Frank Luntz, you know, I think he's right about this, saying if Letitia James seizes Trump's assets, you're going to help elect Trump. Listen.
I want you to remember this moment, and don't forget it. If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump. If they take his stuff, he's going to say that this is proof that the federal government and the establishment and the swamp in Washington and all the politicians across the country and the attorneys generals and all of this, that this is a conspiracy to deny him the presidency. He's going to go up in the polls just like he went up every single time they indicted him. The indictment, let's not talk about whether it's justified or not, but it will prove the things that he's saying on the campaign trail, and he will go up, and it may just elect him president. Do not forget that.
And then Letitia James and her attack Trump montage. Remember, she ran on a platform to destroy one organization, one man, one family. Well, she's fulfilled her campaign promise. Listen to this.
I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. I believe that the president of these United States can be indicted for criminal offenses.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's got to know my name personally.
That man in the White House. Who can't go a day without threatening our fundamental rights.
Yes, we need to focus on Donald Trump and his abuses. We need to follow his money. We need to find out where he's laundered money. We need to find out whether or not he's engaged in conspiracy.
It's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end.
I look forward to going into the office of Attorney General every day, suing him, defending your rights, and then going home.
That is not justice in America. That is not how the system should work. It's not equal justice, equal application of our laws. Peter Navarro going away to prison after a contempt charge for not appearing before the January 6th committee. You know, he's going to spend the next 4 months in jail. It's wrong. And he didn't have to go in. He could have just gone in and pled the fifth. But he believed it was wrong to do it on principle. He knew that he'd be putting himself in legal jeopardy, although all the other people that are held in contempt in Congress, like Lois Lerner and Eric Holder and so many others, nothing happens to them. We know that Hunter Biden didn't abide by the subpoena he was given. They could have held him in contempt, but they gave him a second shot. Why? Why is there a dual justice system? It shouldn't be like that. It's just pretty unbelievable to me. All right, let's get to our phones. Let us say hi to Kevin in Tennessee. Kevin, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
Doing great, Sean, man. Certainly appreciate you taking my call today. And, man, Greg and Iggy had a lot of fantastic points there for sure. But one of the things I was wanting to maybe chat with you about was, you know, citizens need protection against these prosecutors who just seem to operate with impunity. They seem to be emboldened to bring cases against citizens using obscure rulings that Greg was talking about and applying these to almost baseless cases. But imagine, as a prosecutor, if you have no fear of winning or losing a case, you can bring the full weight of the federal or state government down on a citizen and, quite honestly, easily destroy just citizens, normal citizens. I mean, here you see what they're doing to Trump, but imagine if a prosecutor had skin in the game. And, you know, if a case was dropped or found to be frivolous or the defendant wins on, let's say, appeal, that if in fact that happened, that the citizen now has rights. And I would say, let's get our representatives to construct maybe a bipartisan bill that gives citizens rights, that if you find yourself as a defendant against the federal or state prosecution, both civil and criminal, that if it's dropped for any reason, found frivolous, you found not guilty, it's won or dropped on appeal, that all of a sudden now you've got the rights to say you get 100% reimbursement for your legal expenses with accrued interest, or 100% reimbursement for fines, right? Go down the
that ain't going to happen in this case. It just isn't. I mean, the best that Donald Trump can hope for is that, you know, that there is either an appellate court or some group of judges, as this makes its way up the legal system, has some absolute you know, as some integrity and adheres to the rule of law. I mean, this is why the investigation into the weaponization of the justice system and how it's been politicized is so important. I mean, you know, listening to Merrick Garland this week, think of what the her report said, that Joe Biden willfully, you know, took this these top secret classified documents. We learned in that report that Joe Biden shared them. Oh, I found new classified documents in my basement. Let me read them to you. The guy didn't have a clearance. But he did it anyway to his ghostwriter. Or the idea that, you know, it was found in so many different locations. But he's really not doing well cognitively. Probably come across as a nice old man that's very forgetful. That is not a reason to not apply the law equally to Joe Biden. But Merrick Garland defends it. Listen.
But did you think that that was appropriate, the language that he used to characterize the president's mental state?
Look, I said from the very beginning that I would make public the report of all the special counsels appointed during a period of my service. That is consistent with the regulation, which requires a special counsel to explain what the special counsel's decisions are. It's consistent with the precedents, the full disclosure of all special counsel reports in the entire 25 years in which the regulation has been in effect. It's consistent with the common practice during the previous period of the independent counsel statute. The idea that an attorney general would edit or redact or censor the special counsel's explanation for why the special counsel reached the decision that special counsel did, that's absurd.
The idea that I would censor, that's the worst thing they could do. Is just say something bad about Joe. He did far worse than Trump, just like Hillary Clinton did. Anyway, good call, Kevin. Appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Let us say hi to Nick in Philly. Nick, I see you want to talk a little bit about the Republicans. Yeah, it's really sad to me. And I know there's now a motion to vacate about Speaker Johnson brought by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, which only creates more chaos. A horrible look, I think, for the Republicans in the House. Why Republicans can't stay united on a budget that makes sense, I have no explanation for. And I understand the small majority problem that is very real, and there are rhino Republicans. But if they're not going to stand for secure borders and balanced budgets, why are they there? And many conservatives are rightly just fed up and furious, and include me in the group. But anyway, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, again, it's nice to talk to you. I came across your channel the other day, and I heard you guys talking about this 1,000-page bill that, you know, we're unable to read. Well, I got news for you, Sean. I'm in the technology field, and, you know, just as something is using something as simple as ChatGPT, if you were to just scan those documents in, you can have an answer of exactly what's in those documents almost instantaneously. Probably take about 14 minutes to upload the documents and only a minute to get what's in there. It's all about how you prompt it. So I was going to tell you, you know, you should call some of your senator friends and get some of their techie friends together and have them get, I'm sure they have a digital copy of this bill. It's so easy to use the tools that are around us these days to just get anything you want out of that. You can put it in numerical order, alphabetical order, any way you want to read it. And, I mean, these days, I got to be honest with you, so even at work, I don't even write emails no more. I mean, it's so easy to use, and I think it's something that you should let them know about. And you guys are having a problem with it, send it to me. I'll tell you it's in the bill.
Well, here's the problem. That bill was delivered yesterday at 2:35 a.m. in the morning. And not enough time. We have to, you know, pass the bill before we can find out what's in the bill. I thought that was Nancy Pelosi's philosophy. I understand the problem that Speaker Johnson has. I really do. He's got a math problem, and we've got a rhino problem in the Republican Party. And there just is not a big enough majority to stand firm on anything right now. And that makes them impotent and ineffective. And it just is so unfortunate because there is no need for this. And there have been many principled elected Republicans and conservatives that have been fighting hard to prevent this day from happening. And unfortunately, you know, they can't succeed when you have people within your own party that are just thinking about their reelection. And that's what we're up against. Anyway, appreciate the call. Nick, go have a Philly cheesesteak on me this weekend. Really, I love those. Anyway, Bruce is in South Carolina. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Good, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to kind of tag along with your legal folks that you had just a little while ago, and I was calling about the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. You know, 232 years ago, the Bill of Rights was ratified, actually December of 1791, and the Eighth Amendment, and you have said it already, but I'm going to quote exactly what it says right here. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. And you said it exactly. It's the shortest of the Bill of Rights, but it should be the most powerful. These people in New York, the judge, the attorney general, and all of those people that are going after Trump for a victimless incidents, there were no victims, nobody got hurt, are basically going against the Constitution of the United States. And unfortunately, most of our legislators, our president, most of these people don't even recall what their oath of office was to protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution. And that's...
Oh, is Joe Biden doing that on the border? Is that happening in this case? I mean, why do we have a government working against states after their failure to do their constitutional duty and uphold the laws and enforce them, especially as it relates to immigration? That's what we're living through. And we're living in a time where if you believe in a certain ideology or philosophy, or if you're a Republican or a conservative, the system treats you differently than if your last name is Biden or your last name is Clinton. That is the weaponization of our legal system. It is very real, and it's a clear and present danger. Anyway, I appreciate the call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN on number as we continue. Let me tell you about our friends at AmericanFinancing.net. They are a family-owned mortgage company. They've been around 25 years. And they're saving homeowners just like you $854 a month. They're doing it by tapping into their home's equity to pay off high interest debt, like high interest credit card debt. Now, mortgage rates are now much lower than they've been in a long time. All it takes is a 10-minute free, no obligation call. Check in with one of their professional mortgage consultants. By the way, they don't get a commission. Find out how much they can save you. It's that simple. Now, $854 a month, that's like a $10,000 annual raise. Now, call today. They never charge any fee. Free, no obligation consultation. It's American Financing at 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. On the web, it's AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, APR for rates in the 5 started 6.6% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 800-906-2440 for details about credit costs and terms.
If you're ready to get out of the media spin room, you've come to the right place. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A very busy news, Hannity, tonight, this Friday night. Obviously, we'll update you on the latest about the Princess of Wales, her announcement, 42 years old, sadly has cancer, 3 kids. Wow, sad. But hopefully the diagnosis is accurate as she described it, and she'll get well. We'll update you on that. Also tonight, we'll have the latest on this bad deal that the Republicans made on the budget. Why did they do it? Makes no sense to me. Wrong call. And we'll have the other news of the day. All coming up. Set your DVR tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, there's so much happening in our country, from border issues to local crime. It seems to be everywhere. Our friends at Byrner offer a less lethal option so you can protect yourself and be ready for any threat you may have to face. That's Byrner, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, Byrner fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. No background checks required, and they can ship it right to your door. Bob Brayton was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside, but luckily, Bob had just received his burner 4 days prior to the incident, and he used it to backpedal the man outside off his property. Now, the burner saved two lives that day. Government agencies, police departments across the country, they are now relying more than ever on burner as their go-to less lethal option. You can join 500,000 other people that rely on burner for protection. Go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount. That's byrna.com/Hannity.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.